Maestris, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet 2-4. We begin to now elaborate further on the other things which could require one to do the full set of tithing, even though the conventional textbook Gemar Malacha event hasn't occurred. So we saw in the previous Mishnah, we talked about Shabbos. In this Mishnah, we're going to talk about taking Truma Gadola. So loosely speaking, there are three tithes the farmer has to take: Truma Gadola to the Kohen, Maaser Rishon to Levi, and Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, or Maaser Ani, that's either or, for the poor people. So the gist of our Mishnah is that at some point one may have to do all the tithes once he takes Truma Gadola, even though he didn't reach what I'll call the textbook Gemar Malacha. Now, what is the textbook Gemar Malacha? So we said, it depends. If you're taking it for a sale, then as soon as you do the, we have different examples in the Mishnayos, the smoothing of the bile or the oil or wine getting to the reservoir where it's going to be stored, you know, and you skim off the top of the place where the wine is collecting, etc., etc. So that's the Gemar Malacha, the finishing of the production in the field. At that point, one no longer could eat achilas or rye in a casual way. If you're planning on bringing it home for personal consumption, then the window extends further out until you get that produce home and through your front door, or at least into your chatzer, into your front yard. Now, but the question is now, what happens if before you hit that deadline, you start taking Truma Gadola? That's our Mishnah's concern over here. So the Mishnah starts out by focusing on what happens if prior to the, in the field, prior to finishing the processing, you take Truma Gadola. Now, does that now require all the maestros to be taken or not? So the Mishnah says, Peros Shetarman, if you have produce from which Truma Gadola was taken, Ad Shalo Nigma Malachtan, even though the production hadn't been completed yet. So we're talking in the field prior to the last step, but you start tithing it to give to a Kohen. Let's say, just for argument's sake, to tell you a story, a Kohen came knocking and said, I see you're in the middle of threshing your wheat, but I'm here now, give me the wheat now, and we'll, you know, and that'll be fine. You'll finish threshing later, out of mind. So in that case, the question is, can the rest of the wheat be consumed before tithing it, now that he started to tithe it with Truma Gadola? So Rabbi Eliezer says no. Rabbi Eliezer's Oser, Melechol Mehem Arai. He says, once you've begun the tithing process, there's no turning back. That's like made of, you said you're done, and as much as now you got to tithe it, and that being the case, Achilas Arai is forbidden. However, the Chacham Matirin, the Chacham say, not true, you're still producing it, and the fact that you took tithe as a Truma Gadola for some Kohen prior to finishing the production in the field doesn't now require you to tithe everything, and therefore Achilas Arai is still permitted. So again, we're talking about the stage prior to the physical act of Gemar Malacha. Chutz Milka Kalas Te'enim, they do allow for one exception, which is when it comes to the baskets of figs. You recall we said a few Mishnahs ago that when it comes to figs, the last step is like putting like a lid, like a palm leaf, whatever it is, on top of the figs. They shouldn't dry out. So since that's so insignificant and sort of extraneous to the production of the figs, that will be an exception, meaning if all you have to do is that, so then and you started tithing it, Truma Gadola, then there's no turning back. You have to finish the tithing before you eat any more of it. But putting the Te'enim aside, we have Machlokas between Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding if you begin to take Truma Gadola prior to the textbook Gemar Malacha out in the field. Now, Rabbi Shimon Matir, and now the Mishnah continues on saying, there's a little tricky. It says, Kalkalas Te'enim Shetarma, even if, those are my words, but even if we're talking about the basket of figs that you tithe, where the Chum said, now you have to tithe everything, do all the maestros removal also. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says, no, not true. But the Chum also, and the Chum say, yes, is true. So let's ignore, I have nothing to say on the reason, on the sort of the redundancy of the Chum repeating themselves. That's an unusual thing for the Mishnah to do. And as far as I know, there's no extra limit for that. But putting that aside, this is Rabbi Shimon's sheet, and I'm going to explain it outside now. Rabbi Shimon rejects the notion of taking Truma Gadola, ever forcing your hand now to take the other Maestros. He basically says, listen, there are three things that have to be separated, Truma Gadola, Maestro Rishon, and Maestro Sheni, let's say, and you've only taken one, so how could one force the other two? So Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and that being the case, We actually have a three of machlokas here. And Rabbi Shimon says, even in the scenario where you've done a completion of the physical production in the field, and that's Gemar Malacha, but you're planning on bringing this produce home for personal consumption, in which case you said the window extends until you bring it home. Even then, if on your way home you stop, you take Truma Gadolah, Rabbi Shimon would say, so what? Truma Gadolah doesn't force you to take the other hafrashas, the maestras, and that being the case, according to Rabbi Shimon anyways, on your way home, after taking Truma Gadolah, you could still eat from this produce, Achilas Arai, till it gets to your front house, to the front of your house. So we have a three machlokas then, based on two different points. There's a point, one is if you take Truma Gadolah prior to the physical Gemar Malacha, and the second one is even if you have taken Truma after the physical Gemar Malacha, but even if you haven't gone home again. And in those cases, Rabbi Eliezer is the Machmir, and he says, I don't care. If you take Truma Gadolah, all the Trumas have to be taken, all the Afrashas have to be taken at that point. The Chacham say it depends. Before Gemar Malacha, Truma Gadolah doesn't force you to take the rest of the Maestras. After Gemar Malacha, yes, it does force you. And the Rabbi Shimon says, it never forces you. It never forces you. Taking Truma Gadolah is not on the map of things that now force you to take the rest of the tithes. And the halacha is like the Chachamim, which is, again, that before Gemar Malacha, Truma Gadolah doesn't force you to take the rest of the hafrashas, but after Gemar Malacha, it certainly does, even if you haven't brought it home yet.